Chapter 4. Finally, brothers, we request you and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, just as you received the instruction from us on how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are in fact walking, that you would keep on doing it more fully. For you know the orders we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is what God wills, the sanctifying of you, that you abstain from fornication, that each one of you should know how to get possession of his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in covetous sexual appetite, such as also those nations have which do not know God, that no one go to the point of harming and encroach upon the rights of his brother in this matter, because Jehovah is one who exacts punishment for all these things, just as we told you beforehand, and also gave you a thorough witness. For God called us, not with allowance for uncleanness, but in connection with sanctification. So then, the man that shows disregard is disregarding not man, but God, who puts his Holy Spirit in you. However, with reference to brotherly love, you do not need us to be writing you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, and, in fact, you are doing it to all the brothers in all of Macedonia. But we exhort you, brothers, to go on doing it in fuller measure, and to make it your aim to live quietly, and to mind your own business, and work with your hands, just as we ordered you, so that you may be walking decently as regards people outside, and not be needing anything. Moreover, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant concerning those who are sleeping in death, that you may not sorrow just as the rest also do, who have no hope. For if our faith is that Jesus died and rose again, so too those who have fallen asleep in death through Jesus, God will bring with him. For this is what we tell you by Jehovah's word, that we the living, who survive to the presence of the Lord, shall in no way precede those who have fallen asleep in death. Because the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a commanding call, with an archangel's voice, and with God's trumpet. And those who are dead in union with Christ will rise first. Afterward, we the living who are surviving will together with them be caught away in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Consequently, keep comforting one another with these words.